Greetings, audio drama fans. Welcome to another thrilling installment of Fireside Mystery Theater. If you're one who enjoys terror, suspense, and nerve-wracking tension, it probably means that you've just started your holiday shopping, or perhaps you're just putting it off for a few more days. Needless to say, this month, we invite you to partake in an annual Yuletide tradition of our very own, a little thing we call Holiday Haunts, radio dramas that are specially wrapped sonic gifts, hand-delivered by those restless spirit voices from beyond. The first of these holiday haunts is a tart little tidbit called A Question I Ask. It was recorded live at the Bickford Theater at the Morris Museum in Morristown, New Jersey, on Sunday, December 4th, 2016. Here to perform it for us is our own Ms. Ali Silva.
Oh, hello. Come in. How good it is to see you. Happy holiday. You can see I've just finished decorating our tree. Isn't it lovely? Oh, do come into the parlor and warm yourself by the hearth. Listen to that wind whipping against the window pane. It's much better to be inside on a day like this, isn't it? What? Oh, what's that? What's that thing over there? Behind the red velvet curtain, you mean? No, it's no bother. I'd be happy to show you. Here we are. Now, before you is quite a rare and important item from my personal collection. My fair-haired little porcelain boy. Do you like his Santa hat? Cute, huh? He is 36 inches high and is permanently fixed to this ebony writing desk. I know. There is a strangeness about him. Look at his ruddy, waxy lips that remain half open, and his crystal blue eyes. So melancholy. They stare almost pleadingly. At what? At you? At me? The infinite, perhaps? What does he do? An excellent question. All we have to do is simply turn this key. Look, he's raised his hand, pen poised in his little fingers. And now watch. He's dipped the pen into the inkwell beside him. Look how he lowers his head and how he blinks his eyes, knowingly, before stopping to gaze at you once more, as if to ask you something? Oh, he's lowered his head once again, and now watch. Watch as he maneuvers the pen to write actual words on the card placed on his desk. Yes, he is quite a special figure. Most experts who are knowledgeable on the subject of automata can safely assess that he was built in the late 18th century by a Prussian clockmaker named Thomas Krantz. Oh, allow me to peel back the boy's crimson jacket. And look, thousands of tiny gears, switches, levers, and springs. It's a true marvel of human ingenuity. This little wonder also has quite a history. Since the time this automaton was first presented as a Christmas gift by the clockmaker Thomas Krantz to one of his wealthy patrons, it has traveled all parts of the globe, changing owners many times over the course of the last 240 years. Now, it is mine. Can you believe it? This little writing boy, somehow he withstood a cannon blast at the Battle of Austerlitz during the Napoleonic Wars. And amazingly, he was the only surviving piece in a wing of the British Museum that was shelled during the Blitz of World War II. He was even locked in a safe in the hold of the SS Mont Blanc when the ship, carrying tons of ammunition, suddenly exploded. killing over 2,000 people on board and in the port town of Halifax Harbor, Nova Scotia. A terrible tragedy. But this little writing boy survived perfectly intact. But his story doesn't end there. Accounts of strange and mysterious happenings have always surrounded this enigmatic little curio. Wherever he goes, whoever removes him from his box and decides to operate him... Let's take a look at what he's written on this little card, shall we? He can write in several languages, you know, but it's always the same four-line poem, written in an impressive calligraphic hand. It reads, "A question I ask, an answer I pray. Didst thou ever see something so beautiful that thou hadst to look away?" You know, this boy comes with a secret little feature. Almost every automaton built by Thomas Krantz has at least one. The information was a bit hard to come by, but here's all you have to do. Turn his key 6 times clockwise. Then turn it once counterclockwise. Here, I'll give you the honor. No, go on, I insist. Give it that final turn. Did you see that? Observe how his head has tilted backwards. His eyes are rolling back until all you can see are the whites of them. His lower jaw hangs open. Then suddenly, his head tilts forward again and... This is Fireside Mystery Theater.
And that concludes our program. Our show was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Ali Silva, and Daniel and Rebecca Graves for Fireside Mystery Productions. It was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by Annabelle Rollison. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by John Gary. Our sound designer is Greg Russ. Our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. Our production assistant is Bronte Shane Arango. And our technical director at the Bickford Theater was Louis Perlmutter. Extra special thanks to Eric Hafen, Michelle Marinelli, Jerry Ryder, and all the amazing staff at the Morris Museum and the Bickford Theater. Be sure to pay the museum a visit, especially to see the Murto D. Guinness Collection, the largest and finest collection of automata in the United States. Visit morrismuseum.org for more info. Each week this month, we will have a new Holiday Haunts podcast episode to look forward to. We hope it will be a nice audio alternative to all the canned carols you hear coming out from behind those ubiquitous Yule logs. Our next episode, The Philosopher's Clone, comes out Monday, December 19th. For fans in the New York City area, we'll be back at the Slipper Room on Sunday, January 29th at 7 p.m. with a return to everyone's favorite twisted little town in a show we call Snowbound in Sunken Harbor. Tickets for this live podcast taping are on sale now at slipperroom.com. Oh, and please, folks, before I forget, all we want for Christmas is for you to rate and review us on iTunes. We would be so grateful. That's all we want. That, and for you to keep listening and enjoying our show. This is your good friend, James Reeser, signing off. Please consider hanging that sprig of mistletoe from one of the better lit areas in the house, for a spirit might come to steal more than a kiss if you don't remember to mind the shadows. Happy holidays, all.